Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I am a realtor from Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to provide massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents to find out how they've been able to achieve massive success in their business. My hope is that you take away a few things from their experiences to grow your own business. My guest today is a fellow Real agent and YouTube superstar, Shawn Jardine from Arizona. She focuses on 55 over communities, and she absolutely crushes it on YouTube. So I'm so excited to get some tangible action items from Shawn and how you can do YouTube well with a specific niche. So Shawn, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here with you guys.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear your story. So Shawn, I guess start where you want to start. Tell us a little bit about what areas you serve, what you're doing right now, and maybe give us a little bit of the backstory so we can hear a little bit more of your chapter one and then kind of where you are now.
Okay. So I live in Scottsdale, Arizona, but my territory, if you will, is pretty large all the way through the whole state, really. We'll go clear to Yuma. Now, not me physically, but I have referral partners in Yuma and Flagstaff, all of the main Arizona cities where people would live. We get calls from people who watch the channel who are wanting to retire in Arizona, typically because of the content I create. It's in a 55 plus active adult community, not a retirement home or a nursing home scenario, but a place where younger people like to retire and have a lot of fun playing pickleball and doing arts and crafts. Maybe they're in a Corvette club, all of those kind of crazy things that will keep them active in their retirement years.
Gotcha. Interesting. You're also with Real Broker, right? Give us an idea of like kind of like where you came from in your journey to kind of be where you are now and how long you've been in the business as well.
Oh, I'm ancient of days. In August, it'll be 35 years in the business, full-time, hardcore. I've never been part-time. I jumped in 1990. I had a four-year-old. And I was married at the time, and my husband was going to leave the military, and we needed extra income before he would get hired by an airline. And I thought, well, I could sell real estate. I didn't have a degree back then, and I had a four-year-old. And I thought, what could be flexible? Well, it was real estate. So I started back when we had MLS books and no computers. That's how old I am. Fast forward to today, I've been at Real not quite a year. Well, I guess maybe June 1st is my one-year anniversary. Very excited about that. But I've been at a lot of brokerages. I've owned my own brokerage in Colorado and was very successful at that, but much happier and more peaceful now that I'm at Real. It's the perfect place for me.
Love that. Well, tell us a little bit about how YouTube started for you and your journey, and at what point did you start putting up videos and figure out that that was going to be the thing, that was going to be the way you generated your business?
I actually had a little YouTube channel back in like 2009. I bought one of those USB flip cameras. Do you remember those? it's totally antiquated. I wish I still had that thing now. It would be cool. But I was taking videos of community events and my son's basketball games and that kind of stuff. And I would just post it on YouTube. And then I thought, I should do a drive around. This was in Colorado Springs. And so I just started hanging the camera out the window and driving neighborhoods, just like we do now. And I posted one video for real estate, and I thought, I don't know who would ever watch this, but I think it might be a thing, and people might watch this and call me. Nobody called me because nobody was really on YouTube then. I mean, a few people, but then it was cat videos and, you know, a guy singing Chocolate Rain. It's much different now. And so fast forward to about, 2017, I was very sick. I was going through cancer treatment, and I'd go out and I'd show houses. I'd come home and lay on the sofa, and because I was tired, but it wasn't sleepy. I had watched every Netflix, every Amazon Prime show, and I thought, well, I wonder what's on this YouTube thing. So I saw videos of kids that were traveling the world, going to 100 countries, and, you know, YouTube starts feeding you videos based on they know you. And I started getting real estate agents. And I thought, I know more than these people. I could do this. And so in 2020, I finally got my nerve to start the channel, but it took me 6 months to post a video because I just thought, oh, I look like a weirdo. Nobody's going to like me. It just was very intimidating for me, like everybody feels. Oh, I don't like how I sound, or I don't look good on camera. So after about 6 months, I finally just said, okay, that's it. I'm going to post this thing. And the rest is history. It started as a channel of, I was copying what everybody else did. You know, the top five gated communities in Scottsdale and various things. And then I started seeing what other people were doing. And I thought, 55 plus communities, I could go to Sun City and shoot a video. And so I put my parents in the car. I had this little camera that recorded inside the car and outside the car. And we drove around Sun City, and my goofy parents in their 80s were a hit. And then the analytics shifted, and I could see my audience was my age, 55 to 65. And at the time I was 59. And then from there, the channel just grew and grew and really took off.
Nice, nice. So it took off once you kind of niche down, right, with what Yes. who you were speaking to. So talk to us a little bit about that, because one thing I've heard recently is if you're not speaking to someone, you're not speaking to anyone. And I thought that was a great like reflection on video, because I feel like a lot of these agents get out there and they make videos or listing tour videos, let's just say, and they do it to impress the seller, right? Like they're doing the video in the way that they're going to hurry up and text the seller and say, look how great marketing I'm doing for your house. And nobody cares because you sound salesy. So tell us a little bit about niching down on YouTube and like what that means specifically for agents and what they should be focusing on when it comes to content that they're putting out for video.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of people are putting out videos. You know, we've all done it. I have a YouTube channel. I talk to people all the time and say, oh, I have a channel. And I go look and they've got 8 subscribers and about 4 views on every video. And that would be their seller, their seller's kids,
right,
their seller's neighbor, you know, that kind of thing. And the reason that doesn't work is YouTube is not about just posting. You have to be really intentional about what you post and how you post, when you post. The niche will come. You choose what you think is what you want to do. And then you really need to dig into the analytics. See how old your audience is. See where your audience is. You can see all of that in the back end of YouTube. And pretty soon, you know, after about 40 or 50 videos, you should be able to figure out who your avatar is. That is the most important thing. Don't make content for you. If I was going to make content for me, it would be how to clean up the mess in my home or how to plan a vacation. That's not going to make me any money. You have to hone in on what your viewer wants to watch. And these days with AI, there are a lot of tools and prompts you can use, even with ChatGPT, to analyze who your viewer is. And then you make the content that they want to see. The mistake people make is they say, oh, I have a channel, and then they're all over the map. They've got a home tour in one suburb and a how to sell your home tour, you know, video in another area. Then they might do a video on what to expect next in your transaction, or what is a home inspection? The algorithm is so confused by now, they give up on you and your videos don't see the light of day. And that's how you get a channel with 13 subscribers who are your family members and 6 views per video. You have to be very, very intentional and targeted with what you're going to do. And I think that's the biggest mistake that people make. They don't go at this in a targeted way. They just like to claim they have a channel. It's a listing tool. You know, oh, Mr. Seller, we will make a video of your house and we'll post it on YouTube. big deal that nobody's going to see it. You have to do more.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's say an agent has a YouTube channel right now, and maybe they've thrown a couple things out there on that channel. Is it worth it to just go ahead and start another channel and just scrap the old channel and just say, from now on, I'm doing this home tours on this one, and I'm doing market updates on this one, or whatever? So what would you recommend in that regard?
I would start a whole new channel. If you're going to do home tours, your audience does not like market updates. Those are different people. It's a whole different avatar. And so if you've got a channel with 5, 10, 50 videos, just let it go. Don't maybe delete it, but just let it sit there. YouTube right now is giving a lot of weight to brand new channels. And so you should start a brand new channel. But again, there's intentionality to this as far as how you launch the channel. You don't just put up one video and then wait a month for your next one. You better have a bunch of videos banked to start that channel, because if I, as the viewer, find your first video, well, I want to watch it. And if I like you, I want to watch another one and another one. People want to binge watch this. Think about what you do with a Netflix show. Nothing annoys me more than they give me a new show and then I have to wait a week for the next episode. Generally, though, when they launch a new program, they'll give you more than one episode. They want to hook you in before they start making you wait a week. YouTube is the same thing. So there has to be a plan when you launch that second channel.
Gotcha. So what do you recommend as far as like naming a channel, right? Are you calling it youtube.com/Sean Jardine, or like what's the thought into like the name of it and what's important in that?
It doesn't matter. I went crazy with my first one. It was called Sweet Home Arizona. The bad news is that name is still in there somewhere. And I changed that when I moved to 55 Plus. Now we have a brand called Southwest 55 Plus. Just put your name. Nobody cares really Gotcha. What the name of your channel is. But if you feel like, okay, I want to build a brand here, you need to be darn sure what your brand is going to be. The problem is, just like me, how we start is often not how we end up. So maybe just use your name, unless that's your first unsuccessful channel.
Gotcha.
Then think of a little different name, Jamie Knight Home Tours or something like that. But the name of the channel is not as critical because people aren't searching. I think I'll type in an imaginary name and see what comes up. YouTube feeds us stuff. They know every move that we make now. They listen to us in our homes. Google owns YouTube, so they know everything we've searched. They know how old we are. They know everything. So every time you turn YouTube on, for me, it's always on my TV. I don't even care about subscriptions anymore because the homepage on YouTube tells me what I want to watch. Most of my video views are recommended on the homepage. It doesn't come from subscribers. Now, people have subscribed, but when they log in, my video is at the top of their feed, so they click on it. So that kind of stuff doesn't apply as much. It's not about SEO. It's not about the things it was about 5 and 10 years ago. It's all different.
Yeah. And one thing I heard from some other YouTubers is when they went back and looked through their analytics was a lot of their watches were on TV.
Yes.
I don't know if that's how yours is as well,
but
watching that after they're watching you after dinner. It's like you're they're watching HGTV or something on their TV.
There's so much power in that. You know, in the old days, we were just watching on our computer or our phone. Now it's on TV. I don't really watch anything but YouTube. And I watch a lot of people that have a 30, 45 minute, 1 hour show. You know, I follow a hiker guy for years now. And every Saturday morning, I get up, I get my coffee, I sit down, get my remote, and I watch this guy hike around Europe. And so it's like he and I are friends because he's talking to me through the TV. My kids laugh, but it is very powerful when they see us on that big screen. There are still some people who watch on phone, but about, 65-70% of my viewers watch on TV.
Wow, that's pretty strong.
It's huge. I would have more subscribers except that a lot of people on a TV have not figured out how to subscribe using the remote. My own parents haven't subscribed. My mom said, oh, wow. Your dad does the remote. I don't know how that works. Okay. Thanks, Mom and Dad. They're not subscribers, but they watch everything.
You know? Maybe you should do a video to tell them how to subscribe on TV.
I've thought about that, but no, it's okay. The subscriptions now are a vanity number. If you make good content, that number will come. You know, I've got about 6,100-ish now, and yeah, I see the big people, and I think, okay, yeah, I'd like to have 200,000, but I'm working as hard as I can right now to handle what's coming in. And for me, it's about how many deals can I do and what's my production.
Yeah, well, let's talk about lead flow, because that was one thing that I think you had kind of mentioned to me as well, was that you're at this point in your journey, you can almost barely handle the lead flow that's coming through with the opportunities that's been generated through YouTube. So talk to us a little bit about lead flow, what that looks like. Maybe give us a little tangible how these people are actually reaching out to you as well, just so people can kind of get some tangible value.
So in my videos, at the end of the video, I always have a little graphic that shows my phone number and an email, info@southwest55plus.com. That's just a lead email address. I don't use that for anything else. And I also have a Calendly link where people can book a call with me. I do not answer the phone anymore because people will call me at midnight, they'll call me at 3 a.m. and say, I'm watching you right now and you said to call. Okay, thanks for that.
Wow.
So I don't answer the phone. I do have an ISA in the Philippines who takes the calls for me. And if there's an email lead, I forward it to her. She reaches out and gets something scheduled. So that's really how we approach it because there is so much lead flow. Now, it is a funnel. A lot of people go into that funnel and the best ones will drop out. And we've kind of figured out who that avatar is and who we really want to target. And so, you know, you'll figure that out after a while. But the lead flow is amazing. Our volume is amazing. If somebody would have told me 5 years ago it would be this great, I would have said, no, that's not true. I was still chasing internet leads, calling strangers in the first 5 minutes to say, what time do you want to meet me at the house? This is totally different where people will reach out to you and ask, will you work with me? Because they see me on a TV, they think I'm somebody, which is the weirdest thing. I'm just a overweight, middle-aged mother, grandmother. I guess I'm elderly now. I'm over 60, so I guess that's in the elderly category. But I am what I am. Sometimes I see myself on a big screen TV and I think, oh my gosh, my makeup is weird. I forgot to put on lipstick or whatever. Nobody cares. They think I'm their friend and they want to reach out to me. And you cannot spend any amount of money in pay-per-click or print or fancy websites to get that kind of client connection.
Yeah, absolutely. Because like you said, they're your friend. And I guess expand a little bit on that too, because I've heard that a lot of these people, especially who've watched hours and hours and hours and hours of your content, they think they know you. They think they're your friend. It almost becomes like a scary thing almost, right?
In some ways it is. I have to have good boundaries now. And it is a problem because I'm very social and I love a lot of these people. I want to be their friends, but I have new friends calling me all day, every day. So it's hard to set up that expectation that, okay, we're friends in this transaction, and then I have to move on to new friends. But if I see you, I see you. We can't hang out. I'd be going to 3 meals a day with people to keep up with all these new friends that I have. But there is a connection. I had one lady that called me. In my videos, I always have iced tea because I drive in the car a lot and I like to drink iced tea. So I'm always holding iced tea. It's a prop, really. I make a point to have either an iced tea or a coffee. And one lady got on a Zoom and she said, I know we're going to be best friends. And I said, really? Why is that? She said, because you like iced tea and I like iced tea. And I thought, okay, that's crazy, but all right, we like iced tea. Let's be friends if you buy a house. And so she didn't buy a house. There's more to that story, but that's another podcast. So That kind of crazy stuff is a connector for people, whatever your thing is. If it's, you know, I see people on Instagram who hike the Manitou Incline in Colorado Springs every day. That's their avatar is another hiker in town. And people build that connection. That trail is their prop. Or maybe you're a car person. Cars are your connector. Whatever it is, there will be a connection. That for me, the iced tea thing, I didn't just think of that. That's just who I am. And so it builds engagement and it builds trust because people think, oh, she's just like me. She's on TV, but she's a regular person just like me. And really I am.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, that's totally awesome. So tell us a little bit, we're going to shift gears a little bit. Tell us a little bit about referrals, because that's a bonus that I think a lot of these YouTubers or YouTube people who are doing it well get referrals in other networks. So tell us a little bit about how that works, because I think when we jumped on the podcast, you said, Jamie, I make an extra six figures a year just on referral business. So tell us a little bit about how that works outside market referrals.
So I learned early on that I would have a Zoom call with somebody, and YouTube, for the most part, unless you run a seller tips channel, which some people are having success with, but that's not my thing, it's relocation buyers. All of my clients are coming to Arizona from somewhere. And so I started using the script, who do you know to sell your home? I don't say, would you like me to refer you to somebody?
Gotcha.
I simply am trying to help them because, first of all, we need to get a value for their home. And a lot of my clients, they can make this move and they want to downsize to a smaller home. They can do it because they've lived in one place for many years. So they don't have, you know, realtors, and unless maybe they have a friend next door, a friend from church. But even so, I still get the business there. And so I just use the script, who do you know? And sometimes they'll say, well, my friend from church, that's great. Let's get a second opinion. And then at least you have more data to go on. And then I have two referral sources. One is my amazing network at Real Broker. I just sent one to somebody in Las Cruces, New Mexico that I spoke on a panel with recently. And who would have thought I'd need a referral there? Well, it happened, and I knew just who to call. The client loves her, and she loves the client. They sent me a picture of themselves yesterday hanging out together, and I thought that was fun. But I also have another amazing, it's kind of super secret, but I'll give it out here. I have a real estate friend of many years that's from my old market in Colorado Springs. Well, he's in Arizona now, and he started a relocation company called eBroker Match. And I just go on their website. I did this morning. I type in the client's information, what kind of agent I think would be a match. They find the referral, they handle all the documents, and they do everything for me. The agent calls me. And some of them, it's a lot of repeat business I give them, and I wouldn't have to have these guys manage it, but I don't have time to be following up every 3 weeks saying, what's going on with the referral? This team does it, and they are a part of my team now, and it is the most amazing service ever. eBrokerMatch.com is their website, so I urge everybody to check that out.
Yeah, I love that. And actually, at Real's National Convention last year in Vegas, they talked about the referral network system that Real is putting into place now, where a Real agent can go and post, hey, I've got a referral in Scottsdale, Arizona, and an agent like Sean, who's at Real, can go and basically almost like bid on it, in other words, and say like, hey, I'm here in Scottsdale. Here's some information about me. I've been in the business this long. And you can accept it in the platform right there. And then Real will set it all up where they get all the broker's signatures and the percentages and everything else, where Sean only has to go in and post, or Jamie only has to go in and post it one time and say, hey, here's the client information, here's the market, and then let all the agents who are at Real in Scottsdale kind of say why there that would be a great fit for an agent. And you can select that agent, and then the company does everything else, which I was like, that's going to be great. That's going to be similar to kind of what that broker thing is doing. kind of a little easier way to do referrals, especially for people like you said, where your time is so like limited every day. So
yeah, we've all in the past sent referrals. I'm sure I made a lot of money that I never got paid on because I couldn't follow up and I couldn't even remember, did I even send that guy a referral agreement? You know, you'd look somebody up on the internet or go through your brokerage network. You know, I've been at big national brokerages. And you, in the old days, we had a book when I was at Remax. It was like a catalog and you could look up the agents and you would just find somebody. It was like the Yellow Pages. And how would you know who they are? But the key here above all is ask for the referral. If you have a YouTube channel or an Instagram, ask for the referral and use the script, who do you know? It's kind of like at open houses. You don't say, are you working with an agent? Because right. They'll always say yes. I always asked, what agents have you been working with? And then they'll stumble and say, well, nobody. Okay, great. I'll be your agent. So in this case, you just need to say, who do you know to sell your house?
Yeah, I love that. I'm the same way at an open house. If I'm doing an open house, I'm providing so much value about the house. And I'm telling you all these things that you can't find on realtor.com or Zillow. And I don't care if you have an agent or not. Because what's going to end up happening is you're going to say, I wish I had an agent like Jamie who could help me.
Exactly.
So that's one thing I'd like to do. And same thing with YouTube. Like you're building so much value that if somebody is in Arizona and is older and wants to be in an older 55 older community, I don't care where you are in the state, you're going to find Sean's information and you're going to say, I need somebody like Sean. And then by the time they've invested hours in community, you know, information and updates and all these things, they, like you said, they're your best friend and they wouldn't think about using anybody but you.
Generally, I don't get a lot of people who interview agents. Now, again, remember, I have an avatar. I have people I will work with and people I won't. And when I get an email or a call from somebody that says, I'm interviewing agents, I off the bat know that person is not a fit for me. I mean, really, come on now. You've had 150 videos to get to know me. That was your interview, Mr. Buyer. I'm not going to compete. What the word interview means is who's going to lower the commission. I don't. And so I don't have to. And so I don't interview anymore. The videos are the interview. And I tell people, YouTube is like online dating for real estate. You're going to look at all the profiles and you're going to figure out who you match with. I have clients that get in the car. I have a lot of people in my market who make the exact same videos I do. Whatever I put up, they parrot and they do the same video. So the viewer is watching all of them. They want to see their drone shots. They want to get more information, but they choose me. Then we get in the car and I always will say to them, you know, who else did you watch? I'm just looking to gather information. And they'll start in and tell me all the people they watch. And you wouldn't believe the crazy names they have for these people. One client the other day said, well, there's that one girl and we call her Five Head. I said, what do you mean? Because she has so much forehead, it would take five fingers. And I'm like, really? And that's how people think. They are being so critical of the people they don't like. And so I hear that a lot. I don't get real proud of that, though, because I know those other people, the other agents, have people in their car that say, oh, we watched that Sean. Can you believe she never has her makeup right? Or I don't know what's with the iced tea. We're just not going to be a match. And so there is enough business for all of us. It versus internet leads, we're all fighting for the calls. And how is the person going to choose? That's why you waste a lot of time driving around with people that you can't sell because they were never a match. With YouTube, they either like you or they don't, and they're not going to call the people they don't like. It's the best lead you will ever, ever have because we are a personality match already. They feel a connection to me and it's weird, but I'm always connected to them.
Yeah, I love that. Well, Sean, we are getting a little bit tight on time. I told you we would blow through 30 minutes, no problem, because we're both been in the business for a long time. We both kind of have the same passions and drive to be able to help people. You're doing it in a little bit different way than I am, but on YouTube. So I always kind of end the podcast the same way, is I say, Sean, speak to an agent who may be struggling right now and they may need, I guess, a good opportunity. And you can even frame in YouTube if you need. But tell an agent, give them a little bit of encouragement on maybe what they should be doing in their business or maybe what they should be focusing on to grow their business to an amazing level or to get a little bit of a spark right now, and then we'll close it out.
Well, I think if you're struggling or you're just starting, I was struggling because I was recovering from cancer, and there's just a lot that goes with that physically and emotionally and financially. And I didn't have any other options, but what I did have was my curiosity. And if you get super, super curious and really start researching different things, if you're hungry enough for the knowledge, the business will come. You just need to find what's going to be right for you. It might be internet leads. It might be open houses. The key is get off your couch and get out there. Stop scrolling looking for some magic pill. It's not going to be there. You need to get up and get moving, and then you'll find success in a niche that's right for you.
I love that. That is absolutely great advice, because I was hoping you wouldn't say, oh, go ahead and go start a YouTube channel, because YouTube is a commitment thing and it's a long-term play, right? Sean didn't post one video and expect to change the world. And I think that's great advice for realtors right now who are struggling is show me your phone. Show me how much time you've been at the office. Show up. I've got agents in my network here that they just continue to show up and sit on that little green couch behind me and they say, Jamie, help me. And I'll tell, what is your goals? What do you want to do in your business? Tell me a little bit about your world. Who is the person that you are most creatively and qualified to help? And then let's go out and talk to those people. How do you reach those people? Is it Facebook? Right. Is it Instagram? Is it YouTube? Is it phone calls? Is it going knock on their door, grabbing a sweet tea with them sitting on their porch? Like, what do you need to do to get in front of the people where you are qualified to help? And then get out there and do it, man, because you can't help anybody by sitting at home or watching Sean kill it on YouTube or watching Jamie's videos on Instagram. You got to just get out there and put in the work yourself. And then you'll find the success.
Agreed. So,
absolutely. Sean, thank you so much for spending your time. It's been an absolute pleasure to get to hang out with you and get to be at the same company as you and get to share in the massive value and what you're doing on YouTube. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being a part of it. And I'm so excited to share what you're putting down with our audience. And I know they're going to dig it. So Sean, thanks again, my friend.
Awesome. I'm honored to have been here. This is fun. And if anybody wants to reach out to me, if you've got questions or need any kind of help, please do. I'm happy to help.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, look, if you're in the Arizona market and you're interested in Real Broker, you know, Sean's a great, you know, she's a great leader and a great person that can help you in that market as well. Or if you're an agent who has a referral in Arizona, especially if it's somebody that may fit her perfect avatar, send Sean an email, go on her YouTube page, shoot her a message. She puts her contact information on the YouTube channel. So we'll be posting some of her information as far as the YouTube channel, so you guys can go reach out and contact her there, or just Google her. Guys, do me a huge favor. Send this episode to a friend. Give us a favorable review on any of your favorite podcasting platforms. We're just trying to add tons of value to realtors right now who are struggling. So guys, please reach out. If Sean and I can ever help you guys in any way possible, we'd be absolutely honored to help you. So we really appreciate you listening every week, Monday mornings at 5 a.m. And I hope that you guys have an amazing day.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.